Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody jump, 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 jump.
Yes, it's a Tuesday morning. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocky Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Pete back in the fold on the side at the controls. Mike as well, producer extraordinaire. You got Bogus with your updates as we take you for the next 3 hours. Right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio. Sirius at XM 206, the app as well. Number to call, of course, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Taz, busy show this morning. Oh. We're going to be joined a little later on in the program by a former Marlins executive. As David Sampson will join us at the top of hour number two to talk a little bit about this baseball offseason. Yes, pitchers and catchers have reported, but yes, there still are big free agents that are out there, specifically Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, that are still looking for a home and a place to play baseball. Coming up here in 2019 as we're going to get games going down in spring training, you know, a couple weeks here and in relatively short order. And all of a sudden the baseball season and warmer weather will be here before we know it. So three big guys still out there, and that had, you know, some interesting comments yesterday. Or four big guys still out there. That's some interesting comments. And not just them, but there's some other veteran players and pitchers and position players that are still looking for a home. As we saw it be an issue last offseason during the course of the Hot Stove League, Hot Stove offseason, and it's been an issue this Hot Stove season as well. And, you know, and Rob Manfred, and you saw Tony Clark
yeah.
The president of the Players Association, go back and forth a little bit with regards to a free agency. And in essence, I mean, Manfred basically said that there needs to be an adjustment by the players in terms of what their asking price is, that there are contracts to be had that are out there. And then Tony Clark responded, in essence, by saying, we'll get to some more of the specific comments here momentarily, but to get the conversation going, he basically said that, you know, there are teams out there that aren't spending.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Clark, pretty heavy pushback towards Manfred for sure. And yeah, it's interesting, you know, right? If you and I were talking briefly before the show, you know, like if you're a fan, like you want to feel like no matter who your team is, who your baseball team, your MLB team is, you want to feel like they're putting all their effort, right? All their effort, including the money. Well, most importantly, the money into getting the best guys on the squad. That's what you hope. Because you're putting, you know, for the average Joe or Jane out there, right? You know, ticket prices are very expensive. If you have one or two kids and you want to bring your family to the game, and we know the whole story, it's very expensive to go to a Major League game. But you know what? You almost don't care if you know the team's investing, Moose, right? If they're investing in the squad. Because then you're like, you're going to invest in them because they're investing in the team, which it's a nice marriage. But you're not seeing a lot of that. And I think that's what you know, where it gets a little bit fuzzy, you know, for fans. We're the ones who fall in this whole thing at the end of the day.
Well, right. And there's a lot of different layers to the debate and the argument. So, you know, let's start here. Let me ask you, you know, when you look at, say, a team like the Marlins.
Right.
Right? It's a football town. Mm-hmm. We all know. We get a lot of calls from, you know, down in Florida. Sure. We all know how big high school football is and college football. Yeah. And, you know, you go down to South Beach, and just like in some areas where you can talk basketball or football or, say, even hockey 24/7, 365, you could talk football, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It could be, April, and they're discussing the Dolphins' offensive line,
true,
right?
Though,
so,
true.
I mean, you could talk football and Miami Hurricanes football. So if you say look at the Marlins scenario, Taz, for as Derek Jeter, the former Yankee legend, is running that organization
right
now, You know, what, where, as a group, when you are drawing from, say, a fan base that isn't overwhelming, right, where it, baseball is not that town's passion, that town's love, do you think you need to invest in players to get that, or do you think you are better off served as an organization by doing it with the draft and develop, not spending a lot of money in free agency? Because you know, even if I spend a lot of money in free agency, the fans are not necessarily going to show up.
I would lean to, I mean, it's a great question. I would lean towards more towards bringing guys in from free agency as opposed to developing guys.
Okay.
Because I feel like whatever fan base you have, let's just use the Marlins as you said as an example, because it's not a hotbed for pro baseball there, meaning, you know, they're not, it's not like a town like Chicago or New York or Boston with baseball, Los Angeles even, you know. So I get that, or Milwaukee. So I don't think the fan base that's there, that are real loyal Marlin fans, are going to be patient enough to sit and wait for you to develop a kid out of college, or, you know what I mean, a young guy. That's what I think.
Yeah, and you know what? They invested in Giancarlo Stanton, right? And they gave him that behemoth contract.
Sure, yeah.
And Stanton celebrated, as we all know, and baseball celebrated and everything like that. And they couldn't wait to get out from underneath that contract because people weren't showing up.
No,
right?
I know,
and,
right.
And that wasn't just him, but they had a really good team. I mean, they had Yelich, who was the MVP of the National League. They traded him to the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, they had Ozuna, another talented outfielder that they traded to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
I mean, that was a really talented group of players, yet, you know, they could not draw flies. So.
Right.
You look at that scenario and say, well, then maybe baseball shouldn't be down in South Beach, down in Miami. But then to the point that Tony Clark mentioned and you and I were chatting about before the show, Taz, is you also have to have a representable product, right? You can't expect, whether it's $10, $20, or $30, or $100, whatever it might be, right? And then and based on what you're making per year, you know, it depends on how much you can invest in and how many times you can go to a specific sporting event, right? Regardless of what the money is, if I have a team and I live in a specific city and that team's not investing in its product, whether it be signing international players, whether it be investing in the farm system, whether it be signing guys via free agency, where I know going into the year, Taz, where they're going to be a 90-loss team.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a great product.
Yeah.
Why am I going to show up and spend my hard-earned money when the billionaire owner is not spending their money to try and win some baseball games?
I've done it as a Met fan. I had, several years back, I had season tickets, and they were just stinking it up. I'd stop going. I would give my tickets to my brother-in-law, to my nephews. I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
It was depressing to go to the games.
Well, right, because you want to be excited.
I paid for the tickets.
Right.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, that's a perfect case in point, right?
It was weird. I mean, I don't suggest people doing that. If you pay for season tickets, don't do what I did. You should go to the games.
Well, but that's a big investment. You get season tickets, that's 81 home games.
It's a lot of baseball games. It's a lot of games. And I was going to a lot of them early on, and they were winning. And then once they started losing, I'm like, you know, I got better things to do than sit here. The stadium was half empty.
Yeah.
You know, it was again, and I also talk about the Marlins. I remember years ago, I went to a Marlins game once. I was down there, we were working, and the atmosphere in that stadium is horrible.
Right, it's dead.
Dude, like, you nailed it. I mean, like, horrible. There were more Met fans there when I was at that game than there were Marlins fans. It's crazy.
And that's...
Because they didn't invest.
Right, and that's a problem, right?
Right?
So you look at, you know, we're in a roundabout fashion, you're attacking what's going on right now in free agency. Now, the question is, in terms of, all right, is there been an adjustment by owners here where you look at these upper echelon free agents, right? We look at the contract that, say, Giancarlo Stanton got, and it was a 13-year contract, I think $325 million from the Miami Marlins. He gets that deal now. He's a member of the Yankees. Now we have, you know, three big free agents out there and still out there. And Kimbrel, Keuchel's play has come down as a pitcher a little bit.
Right.
So he's not that upper echelon starter that he was 3-4 years ago, but you have the two big offensive players of Machado and Bryce Harper, who we all thought going into the offseason, because their agents were saying so, was that they were going to get $300-plus million contracts.
Yeah.
And right now, it does not look like that deal is out there. Because over the weekend, it looked like Harper was going to sign for 310 for 10 years with the Philadelphia Phillies and make an announcement. And that deal, we're sitting here on Tuesday morning, and Bryce Harper is yet to finalize a contract with the Phillies or anybody else. Now, Manfred is saying, well, this is a market adjustment. And Tony Clark is saying, no, BS. This is not a market adjustment. This is teams choosing not to spend their money. That's what this is. Now, I want to ask you, who do you think's right? Do you think this is a market adjustment by owners saying, well, those kind of contracts don't work anymore in Major League Baseball? Or do you think Tony Clark is right in saying, no, that's not the owners all of a sudden saying, oh, we don't want to spend that kind of money. This is owners being cheap.
No, I agree with Tony Clark. I think what he's saying, I do. I think they're being a little tight. I think that this is why. I think these owners, they don't want to create this just this funnel of money that they have to pay guys. Once you pay this insane amount of deals to guys like Machado, and Harper, it's going to just, as you know, escalate with all of the teams. Guys, you know, and players should feel like that. Well, he's getting it. I want it. Well, wait a minute. He's getting it. Well, that's like in pro wrestling, right? In WWE, no one knows what nobody makes. That's how the company wants it.
Well, I'm sure they do, right.
So it's confidential.
So you can't use one against the other,
that's the thing.
To try and make more money.
To independent contractors.
Right.
And anyway, that's just the way that is. But this is different. I think I agree with Tony Clark. I think it's a thing where the ownership is working as a cohesive unit, all of them together in their meetings, saying we have to be careful. Because that's the one thing they all can agree on. They all want to win.
Yeah.
They all want to win, okay? But they also all want to be careful. One team starts spending X amount of dollars, that's a lot of X's, on a player like Harper. Let's say it's the Phillies. Next thing you know, this guy's going to want this from the Brewers. This guy's going to want this from the Padres. This guy's going to want that from the Astros. This guy's going to want this from the Mets. You know, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And that's why, like we talked about when Gurley got his contract, a different sport from the Los Angeles Rams last offseason, Taz, we saw a number of running backs in the NFL on social media celebrating because they realized.
I forgot about that.
Remember that? Because if that's he's going to get paid that, then when my contract is up, I'm going to get this.
That's it.
Because players always want the next guy up to push the boundary, surpass the boundary. That means they could then surpass them when they hit free agency. So that's the way it works. You know, high tide raises all boats.
Doesn't work like that in radio, as you know.
No, it does not work like that in radio. But that's the way they want it to work. And that's what the way you see it for the most part, in professional sports. And I would have a sense to agree with you. See, I don't think every owner in Major League Baseball goes into the offseason with a game plan to win. See, I think there are some owners, say like...
You don't think they all want to win, okay.
You know why? Because I think some of them look at it that they're so up against it, against the likes of the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the teams that
are spending big money. Yeah,
right, the speed teams that are spending big money, that they almost look at it as running a business. Instead of... Taz, because there are teams that go out there that don't spend, that take the luxury tax money from other teams that go above and beyond, the salary cap number in Major League Baseball, take that money, and instead of taking that money and investing in players, they take that money and put it in their back of the, and are not forced to spend it
on players.
So, like, I look at
it's
it where
point.
I,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily believe. Listen, I think everyone's competitive. I'm not saying everyone wakes up and be like, I want to lose today.
I mean, people
are competitive, but I also think there are some owners in Major League Baseball that have the somewhat realistic approach, saying, the odds of us are winning are slim. Why am I going to invest $12, $13 million a year in said player if maybe I'm going to improve 4 or 5 games? And even if I improve 4 or 5 games, maybe I'm a 79-win team instead of a 74-win team.
Yeah, that's a vicious cycle. That's a bad deal.
I think that's the problem that Tony Clark's referencing here that Major League Baseball does have is that there are the haves and the have-nots, and there are guys that are looking at their – and owners that are looking at their business model and saying, I don't want to spend – if I spend $110 million or $100 million on payroll – as compared to 130 or 140 million. It's only a 5-win difference.
Why am I really
going to spend 30 or 40 more million dollars in payroll if it's really not going to equate to all that much?
I'm business, not going to get business for my wise, money. It's smart what they're doing. If they're doing that,
but
it's
for
smart.
The players
but for the and the fans,
right?
it stinks, you know, it for stinks. The players and the fans, because you don't want to feel like your team that you root for, that the ownership, the front office, the people that are cutting the checks, the ownership. Has any complacency, right? That they're like, you know what? We're good at being fair to Midland. We're good. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you know what? Like you said, well, if I spend several million here, I'm just going to improve. We're going to win. We might win, like you said, six more, seven games. What's that going to matter? We're still going to be middle of the road. You know, we're not going to be able to compete with the Cubbies. We're not going to be able to compete with the big, bad Yankees or the nasty Red Sox. They got all the coin. They got all the, you know, they got all the stars. They're still out there, pack their stadiums. Yeah, I can see that. It's a, you know, you don't want to, as a fan and as a former athlete, right? You want to go in assuming everybody on board that's in the organization wants to win, and at every cost. So the guy who's playing for that owner, he's training his ass off during the offseason.
Yeah,
he's working hard. He's not going in with the mindset we're going to be third place at the end of the year. He's going in with the mindset we're going to the World Series, and we're going to win.
Right.
That's how he's training, right? You know that.
Yep.
Right? No matter what position these guys play on the field, the fan base is hopeful that they're going to win. But then if the ownership's like, you know, behind closed doors, let's maybe let's go easy on this spending here.
That's not on the pamphlets they're sending out there.
That's not on the
Come buy season tickets. We're going to be fair to Midland.
We're going to be fair to Midland. You have a great time. We got a new hot dog vendor. This guy's great. You're going to love him.
Come eat some food.
Great beer. It's cold as hell.
I mean, but that also comes into play. I mean, Taz, you know, you were in the game as a wrestler for 30 years, right? And you know this better than anybody. There are companies that get in, companies that don't, right? In terms of, I mean, because, you know, wrestling, and I get it's the WWE and you know, everybody else now.
Right. Well,
I mean, but
right.
At one point in time when the WCW was challenging them,
there
was that battle, you know, the product had to be a representable product, you know, because, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, from your experience as a wrestler to where if you have a company that's not investing in the product and you're not, you know, in what the message needs to be, where you are in terms of, you know, where the finishes are in matches,
right.
Who's getting,
of course.
I mean, people aren't going to show up.
You lose the audience.
Why are you going to pay your money?
You lose the audience on merchandise, lose the audience on ticket sales, on views on pay-per-view before they had their network. You definitely do. It's a great example, a comparison. I mean, because especially during those years of the Monday Night Wars where WCW was competing against Raw and beating them, Vince McMahon could not be complacent in his booking. His bookers had to book the right finishes, the right way, the right physical stories being told, and every match had to be great because people go click and they go watch WCW. WCW kind of was in the same way. So they would compete with each other, just like these teams in baseball, these sports compete with each other. But it was one against two, two against one, as opposed to all these teams now. So it's a little bit different. But the thing is, you can't, to your point, you can't be complacent. Even now, like in WWE, there's really no one competing with WWE right now. But they put the pressure, you know, on the wrestlers to compete and on the bookers, the guys who decide the finishes of the match and the writers, to be better every segment than the last segment. They have to compete against themselves. You know, you have to. So you have to be better. Otherwise, you lose the audience. And it's sometimes with bad booking in WWE, that's happened. Same thing with owners in baseball. If they're not investing in teams, you start to lose your audience.
Well, who's going to show up?
Lose the fans.
Right. I mean, I'm not gonna spend. And it's not just the cost of the ticket. It's, you know, if you've got children, it's
parking.
Buying,
it's just, bro, you
right,
know, I mean, you've done
right,
it.
Right, it's buying stuff for the kids. Even if you don't do that, it's food. I mean, at some point in time, you have to have something to drink, something to eat. Not even
pretzel,
if you're drinking
some lemonade or something.
Right, you know, and everything's expensive. Yeah. And now they want you to go to the ballpark and have a quote-unquote food experience. So it's no longer about having a hot dog and pretzel. You know, I've got to have a spicy tuna roll as I'm watching bottom of the fifth inning out at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, no,
right.
I don't need a spicy tuna roll. No, they got beautiful vendors, food at both stadiums, dude.
And
all these stadiums across the country that people listen to. There's so many great food experience. You know, it's true, and it's expensive.
And that's not cheap.
And you know what? I remember, like, when my kid was young, we'd go to sometimes, just because it was a better experience, we'd go to, like, Long Island Duck games.
Yeah.
We'd go to minor league games, man. I really believe in that people should go to minor league games. It's fun. You support the guys on the come up. It's not as expensive. It's a great time.
Yeah. You know there's one, I didn't have it growing up as a kid, but John Flaherty is co-owner of a team up in Rockland County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rockland Boulders. They built a stadium up there, I'd say, about 5-6 years ago. He's a co-owner of it.
Really?
It's a semi-pro team, and it's a good experience. I've gone there for a couple times, one for a birthday party for my sister.
Triple A?
No, it's semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Like the Ducks.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Just like the Ducks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. They're not affiliated with it.
Yeah,
not.
Bridgeport has a team.
Bridgeport, they're no longer in existence.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Oh, yeah. They had a nice little stadium
there
and everything.
Right. Yes, next to that arena where the Islanders affiliate plays.
That's right. They were Bluefish. Bridgeport Bluefish Jones.
Yes.
Take the Jones part out.
Correct. Yes. So, want to hear from you. Where do you fall? You believer? Do you think the MLB commissioner Rob Manfred was correct in his statements, or do you fall with the Players Association and Tony Clark in terms of where free agency is now in Major League Baseball and how you've seen it kind of develop past couple off seasons, where it's been kind of stagnant, especially at the top, where guys looking for the big money contracts they once so easily got? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now. Geico.com.
All right, let's go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let's talk to Mike, who's listening on 100.3 FM. Mike, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys? Taz, Moose.
What's up?
Moose, I met you about 5 years ago at that Empire Casino.
Mike, yes. How's South Carolina treating you, all right?
Good. I'm on vacation, and I shoot to Florida next month, see some friends, cousins, spring training.
Good for
you.
Yes.
Look at you. Nice.
That's a nice kid. You guys make a nice duo.
I'll tell you what. I tune it every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Here's my thought. Longtime Met fan, okay? And whatever fan you may be, I think owners are very reluctant to sign 10-year contracts. You know, we're all wondering why Harper and Machado haven't been signed by now. But I think that's the tempo that you'll see the next couple of years. Because, you sign a guy to a 10-year contract, you might get 2 good years, the first initial years, and he may just, go through the motions. Especially Machado, we all didn't like that quote that he said.
About the hustle.
I don't hustle.
Right.
I mean, wrong answer. But continue doing a good job, guys. I'll tune in every day.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks so much.
It.
And Mike's right, especially with the guaranteed money. I mean, 10 years, you're guaranteed money. That's a lot of change, my friend.
Right, and that's where Manfred says, well, there are contracts out there. I mean, the San Diego Padres are reportedly offering, $250 million to Manny Machado. So it's not like that's chump change. That's $250 million.
How do you in a beautiful place like San Diego?
But he hasn't signed that kind of a deal yet. And we already know Bryce Harper turned down a 10-year, $300 million deal from the Washington Nationals, in August and September. So, I mean, that might not be the exact offer you're looking for, but the money is still there, not the amount of money that they want. I mean, they want $350, or Machado wants $310. He doesn't want $250. He wants more money. I get that everyone wants more, but if the market's not there, the market's not there.
Yeah, when you go north of $300 million, you're starting to get a little bit ridiculous here. Let's be honest. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia, and talk to Chris, listening on 106.1 FM. Chris, what's up? You're on with Taz and the Moose.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Chris?
Pretty good. So basically, I was just gonna chime in about how you guys talk about the Marlins, for example. They had all those good players, but in their history, and I know they don't have a long history, it's about 25 years. They've only made the playoffs twice.
Yep.
And the last time they made it was 2003. So all these great players that they've been trading away, they weren't doing anything. And the problem is, winning fixes everything. You sign these guys for $30-plus million contracts per year. You know, you look at the Atlanta Braves last year. They had two players that made $20 million. Everybody else on their team made $10 million or less per year. But they made the playoffs. If you look at their stadium, yeah, they have a history, but if you look at their stadium, it's packed, it's exciting and all that, because winning fixes those problems. If you sign these guys, unless you're the Yankees, you sign these guys that are, you know, $3 million contracts, you can't put your money anywhere else, and you're not winning. So nobody wants to go see, you know, these great players that are losing all the time.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Chris. If you're the Marlins, as they tore it down, and say, would they have been better served not signing Stanton to that 13-year, $325 million deal and keeping Realmuto, Ozuna, and Yelich?
I agree, and that's why there's new ownership, and A-Rod took over, and he's getting rid of these people.
Well, Jeter.
Don't call Jeter A-Rod.
Yeah, don't do that.
Jeter throw something up against the wall.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's why Jeter took over and started doing all this, because he's trying to get him in the right track. And I'm not agreeing to everything he's doing, but you know, he's trying to put a program there. He's trying to build a brand there, whatnot. You know, it's just hard because they've had so many rough years, just like the Mets. But, you know, like I said, the last time they made the playoffs was 2003. That's 16 years ago.
Yeah.
But they've had these $300 million or these big contracts on their books, but they're not winning. So if you're going, if you're a fan, you got to pay these ticket prices, and you're going there and seeing them lose, eventually you're going to lose because you have a much better show. I mean, when your college football teams are more popular than your pro teams, there's problems, you know, and that's the thing down there.
Yeah, well, I think that, Chris, we appreciate the call. I think it also depends on, like, as far as the college football thing compared to baseball, it depends on what part of the country you live in, too.
Sure.
I think that's a big part. But good call right there,
yeah,
Chris. Thanks, man.
There was, listen, I get it. I understand that the business model for the Marlins have changed, but also, I mean, when you trade a guy away like a Yelich, who then promptly goes, wins the MVP for the Milwaukee Brewers, and the package you got back from Milwaukee is an embarrassing one. I mean, that's bad business. Anyway, you cut it. I mean, that's just bad business. And Yelich isn't making the kind of money that, say, a Giancarlo Stanton is making. And he's one of the best overall all-around hitters, not just in the National League and all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it gets down to the point here of where you're drawing, you know, the fan base and the baseball fan down in South Beach. It's not this overabundance like there is in football, right, where it's guys just lining up. Or, you know, you look at basketball. You look at Heat games now. Heat games with LeBron James, and when they're winning, place is packed down there in South Beach.
Right.
When they're not winning, people aren't really showing up to watch the Dwayne Wade, you know, swan song. You look down with the baseball, there isn't this overabundance of fans like there is here in New York City, Taz.
Right.
You could talk, it could be the dead of winter. If you're not familiar, you could go to New York. It could be the dead of winter. You could flip on talk radio, and they'll be talking about, you know, it could be 8 inches of snow outside.
I'm talking about
you'll be talking about the Yankees middle
Mets,
relief.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
that's probably
Mets
happening right
relief.
Now as we speak on a different next door.
But that's the point. That's not the case down in South Florida.
No.
Down South Florida, football reigns supreme.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It depends on what part of the country you live in. You know, I think that. But, you know, it's interesting. You want to feel as a fan that your team is investing just like you're investing.
Great point.
Really. It's really that simple.
Why should I invest my time, money, effort, and passion in an organization that's not investing with the on-field product?
There's no reason.
No.
I mean, I need to know that. Otherwise, it's a punch in the gut, right?
Yes. Bogus. Good morning, brother.
Moose, Taz. Good moment.
Yeah, hello.
So Antonio Brown remains a Pittsburgh Steeler, but really wants out of the Steel City. He continued that campaign last night on an elliptical machine on Instagram Live.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees.
That's crazy.
So we clear. I want y'all to be clear.
What is he, in a cage?
Understand something.
He's at the LA Coliseum.
This is not a game, people.
In particular, this is not a game because...
I ain't got time to waste. I got five kids. You heard?
We heard.
Yes.
So he's on an elliptical. The video is shooting...
$17 million last year.
Five kids.
It's not like he made 60 grand. He made $17 million. Honestly, I am so tired of Antonio Brown.
This guy is annoying, bro.
And
he
the
really
more
is.
Antonio Brown speaks,
so
God bless
annoying.
Tomlin and Roethlisberger for having to deal with the headache that Antonio Brown is. I wouldn't want him to be a part of my team.
No, no, I wouldn't.
Every freaking day, Antonio Brown has got to, and he's hurting himself. Why would I, if I'm the 49ers, why would I want to bring him aboard?
He's starting to really, I think, starting to turn some teams off. I would be. If I was a GM, an owner somewhere, I'd be like, this guy's annoying. This guy, it's all about him. It's him. He's on an elliptical doing cardio. That's the last thing he should be doing. He should be in the gym lifting. Okay, he needs to get bigger.
Hard-ass Jones.
He needs to get bigger. That's his problem. That's a whole other topic.
He's such an attention pig.
He's too lean as it is.
He's such a pig. All he wants is attention.
I got five kids. 17 million. How many millions is that per kid?
It's
somewhere between 3 and 4.
Exactly. That's correct.
Thank you.
It's 3.5.
I was using my hand.
It's 3.5 million.
Per
3.4 million per kid.
Keep a mil for yourself. You're good. You buy a nice new elliptical machine.
Well, but here's the deal. And I get that he doesn't. But here's the deal with Brown. You made 17 million. I know some was taken away from taxes, a significant portion. You made a lot of money last year. You've made a lot of money in your career.
Just a pain.
Wasn't he just over the weekend telling us that he made $70 million already in his career?
Tells you everything.
He's made $70
million. It's like, really?
Plus, he's under contract.
It's like enough. Did you watch this video, Mr. Bogus?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Was it as funny as it sounds?
9 minutes. It's pretty comical because, again, he's literally doing the elliptical, so he's dripping sweat. The camera is, like, up his face, so he's looking down, dripping sweat. He's still got the crazy hair going on.
Yeah.
He's in a big, I don't know if it's a basement or whatever in his house.
Probably like a home gym.
But it's definitely in his house, but that's why it's echoing because it's this big, empty room. There's an elliptical, a treadmill, and some weights on the floor. And he's just talking about God knows what, and trust me, and I'm not ready for unguarantees. I mean, he's just all over the place.
Right. I don't want any more of that non-guaranteed money.
And a dude
money.
Calls in the middle of it. He takes a call from a guy of his buddy and making plans to come hang out next week.
He's such a clown. He is such a clown.
And people are saying I heard something about the Patriots might be interested. Did you see that yesterday? Was some report? I saw something about the Patriots maybe.
Well, the Patriots apparently tried to trade for Odell Beckham.
Oh, Beckham! That's a Beckham. I got confused. The other deep receiver. My bad.
Yeah. The Patriots are one of the teams that the Steelers will not trade Brown.
Right. That's what you said. Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Right. That's a good move by the Pats. Yeah. I mean, by the Steelers, I should say. They shouldn't do that.
He's such a dude.
No, he's so annoying.
He really
bro.
Is.
Can we get him on the show, Mike?
No, he's so. No, he's just every day.
Can't get Antonio Brown out, but if I get his high school guidance counselor, Mike could book that.
Can we get the guy? Can Mike get the guy that called Antonio Brown while he was on
that
a political go?
That is
the
Bisseglia special.
That's the guy he would get.
Yes.
I got five kids.
I got five. I don't want any more of that non-guaranteed money.
Give me
that guarantee. He's under contract.
Oh, God.
Does he not realize that he's under contract?
And I think that money's guaranteed, which is why it's hard for the Steelers to get rid of him.
Well, right. I mean, they're looking at basically hassle. 21 million of dead cap space if they get rid of him. Like, he will not stop.
How old is he again?
30.
I think I said this last
week. He will not stop.
Bro, I really feel that this guy is paranoid about all the young guys on the come up and that he's kind of in the getting towards the twilight of his career. And I think that it's freaking him out. I really because look, he's always been had that diva attitude a little bit with the helicopter. We know that. He's a show off. We know that. But not, this is like getting crazy now.
Taz,
is it the social media craze? Is that what's going on here?
I think you're giving him too much credit. That's a lot of deep thought right there.
I'm trying to figure this guy out.
That's a lot of deep thought. I'm not saying that Antonio Brown's not smart. I think Antonio Brown's lost in himself.
Yeah, so that's it. So you don't think he's paranoid. He's just going crazy.
I think he's just lost he's just himself. Nuts. I think Antonio Brown just loves Antonio
Brown.
You
might be right.
Yes. I don't think he's thinking right about Julio that. Jones or DeAndre Hopkins.
Man.
I think Antonio Brown basically, if he could make love to himself, I think he would.
Wow. Well, there's a line in there somewhere, but I won't say it.
Challenge accepted.
Mikey B's ears perked up, huh? Mike's like, well,
that'd be fascinating.
that's next on Instagram Live.
Mike's like, I got a new segment.
Right.
That's on Taz and Moose Premium. Right. That's not good enough for the radio. That's online only.
Yeah, you got to subscribe to that one.
Yeah.
That'll be $1.99 per month.
Right, exactly.
That's a deal.
It's not a game.
That is a deal.
Yeah.
We know our market. We've done proper market research.
I understand something.
There is other NFL news this morning. Oklahoma wideout Marquise Brown will miss the scouting combine and the Sooners pro day following foot surgery last month, but Brown expected to be ready for training camp this summer.
That's AB's cousin, right? He's related to Antonio Brown.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure. I think our research team's looking into that right now as we speak. I think he's his cousin, not nephew. I think it's his cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Brown's a pretty common name, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. You guys could delve into it, have the team look into it. Continue.
I'll maybe let you know by 7:30.
Oh, no. I think our research team will find out probably in about 30 seconds. Continue. Please.
All right. NFL teams can also begin handing out franchise and transition tags today. They have until March 5th to do so. The top five in the AP College Hoops poll reshuffled after number one Tennessee's loss at Kentucky last weekend. The Vols dropping to fifth. While Duke takes over the top spot, Virginia, the new number three.
Jerome at the top of the arc, leans in. Now takes it left of the lane, circles out. Hokie defense locking in. A turnaround three-point try, and that'll silence him. Ty Jerome bobs away from the left wing and knocks down his second three of the half in his third of the game.
That's Dave Kane on the Virginia Radio Network. Ty Jerome, 16 points and 6 assists, 23 points from Kyle Guy, a 64-58 win at number 20 Virginia Tech. Yes, Taz.
The research team has come in, and the answer is the cousin. Marquise Brown's the cousin of Antonio Brown.
Nice.
So we clear.
Just trying to.
We are clear.
Just trying to help you with the segue of segments.
Thank you,
Andrew.
And that was accidental. I'm glad you were paying attention.
Well, this is what I do.
Next level.
This is what I do. This is exactly what I do.
San Francisco Giants.
You come in this room. Me and Moose don't play games. You know this by now, sir.
I know
you
it.
You know
times
how this
15.
Is here, bro.
You ever run into Mark Belushi?
You know
every
the
day.
Story here. So you got to. And you're a pro's pro.
I try to be.
You really are. And you're always prepared. But you got to be ultra prepared going forward, because you, sir, are in the crosshairs.
It's a tough room.
Crosshairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel
as him. Moose smirks. Yes.
San Francisco
smirk coming from Moose.
Giants manager Bruce Bochy will retire after this season. It's his 25th in a big league dugout, the 13th with the Giants. They've won three world titles together. Andre Iguodala is the new vice president of the NBA Players Association. He replaces LeBron James, whose four-year term expired. On ice last night, the Blackhawks outscored the Senators 8-7. Patrick Kane, a goal and two assists to extend his point streak to 18 games, the longest in the NHL this season. Colorado shut out Vancouver 3-0. The Capitals won in L.A. 3-2. Goals 41 and 42 for Alex Ovechkin. Guys?
All right.
Great seeing
you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. If you're on hold, hang in there. We'll get back to your busy calls here momentarily. The latest in the Antonio Brown saga in Pittsburgh. Certainly, we kicked off the program a little baseball as two big key free agents, or three, but the two big position players still out there, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper. David Sampson will join Taz and myself coming over your way at the top of the hour. Do a little baseball at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 4 Pacific. But come back with you and your calls at 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a player at the one who got it done this week, Kevin Durant. Durant scored a team high 31 points for Team LeBron, helping to lead his team to a all-star comeback and 20 from a 20-point deficit in a 178-164 win and winning the all-star MVP for the second time in his career. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it, Grainger.com.
This is funny. We'll get to your calls in 1 second. So very early this morning, I parked the car, right? Okay, and then, Moose, this is very interesting. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there chilling out in the car, you know, relaxing, listening to some music, taking a little nap. It's very early in the morning, and I hear a truck running next to me. Like, it's loud. I'm like, yo, what is going on? I got the eye patch. I wear the eye patch while I'm in the car. So my eyes are, yeah, so I don't see nothing. You know, like, what do you call it? Like the Joker wears, like Robin from Batman. What do you call it? The eye thing.
A mask.
Mask. That's the word I was looking for. All right, mask. Exactly.
Mask.
So, yeah, mask. So I don't see. I'm sitting, laying there, and I got the music on, listening to some cool jazz. And I hear, what the F? I look to my left, and there's this truck sitting there, and I hear he puts the hydraulics down to brace the truck. I'm like, oh, this guy's delivering something because there's nobody parked behind me, Moose. Right? And this guy starts delivering sheets of steel. He's like, boom, boom, stacking it behind my truck. Stacking it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to get blocked in. He stacked, bro, no lie. This is a true story. He stacked at least 6 or 7 sheets of steel behind my truck. And I'm like, I'm going to be freaking trapped in here. And I'm trying to sleep, and it's just running. I hear it running and running and running. I'm like, oh, man. I get out of the car. I come in the freaking building, and I say to Pete the body, I'm like, dude, I'm going to be trapped here. I'm going to have to move my car. I think this guy's maybe done making his living. Because I said to the guy, I said, yo, bro, am I going to get trapped? He goes, nah, man, you're good. All right, but you're good. Just dropping us off. We're doing some work tomorrow. You're good. So when they tell you you're good, that usually means you're not good.
Right.
You know that, Moose.
Yeah.
Come back in the building, drop my bag off, go back out. I said to Pete, I go, Pete, I'm going to move my truck. This is the interesting part of the story. I come outside. The truck's gone. The truck is gone. Nice. My car, my truck's still there. There's a big spot open behind me, about behind my truck, about maybe 5 spots. I'm like, let me go in reverse and park in this spot. I put my hazards on. It's usually a very busy street. As you know, early morning, it's not. I start to slowly go backwards because I see the people behind me have a red light. Then that light turns green. I put my brakes on. I stay double parked with the hazards on. This guy comes, zips right in, and takes the friggin' spot that I wanted. And guess who that guy is?
That was me.
Mark Malusis.
That's who that guy was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this SOB.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so mad at you. You have no idea. And you walk in the office. Hey, guys, how you doing? Come in, all hits and giggles. Well, hey, what's up? All happy. I got a great spot. I'm like, yeah,
I didn't That's say I thinking, got a great spot.
Right? So,
no, it was easy. Parking, pulled right in.
Oh,
didn't even have to back in.
Did you
great.
See the guy backing up in reverse?
I did not.
Yeah, yeah, that was me.
I did not notice you.
So I had to go back, and now I had a parallel park with the steel.
Back into the spot with the steel.
There's orange cones around my truck, everything right now. I'm not kidding. It's true story.
I saw where your car was.
Oh,
I noticed you storming back into the office.
Pissed. Yeah, at you.
Well, so, yes. I would have, it was a huge spot.
Gigantic.
Right, but I decided to be a pig this morning. Yeah.
Well, I respect that.
I took the whole spots.
Thing. I respect that.
I took the whole
Because that's my deal. I have no problem with that part.
I am the moose.
But you got it. You took it, and I've sat
I did.
There.
I was a little concerned, and I saw that. It zoomed right in.
Yeah, you sure did.
Sped right in front, right when that light turned green.
Yeah. It was, oh, you were, dude,
was
you
0
were
to 60 in about 4 seconds.
I know you saw me, too. Like, oh, I'm beating this guy.
I did not see it. That's not true. I did not see it. I was like, I saw you walking out. I was like, where did you come from? Duncan?
Let's go down to Alabama. Let's talk to Pete. Listen to 94.5 FM. Pete, what's up? You're on with Taz on the Moose.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I mostly was calling y'all to tell you that, man, I love listening to y'all show up. I like how y'all tell it like it is.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
The whole parking thing was funny. But but listen, that whole Antonio Brown thing, I mean, what does he not understand? It is a game. And he's playing the biggest game right now. I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about the game he's playing about with all this hoopla. I mean, doesn't he realize it really is a game? I mean, you have to just handle it right. I mean, Manny Machado and Bryce. Look at the same things going on with them. I mean, I agree with y'all about that. The owners, they're probably stepping back saying, you know what, this is just going to snowball way out of control if we do it this way.
Well, I mean, it's two completely different things. Listen, Antonio Brown.
Pete, we appreciate the call, Pete. Thanks.
He's trying to basically drive himself. He's doing everything he possibly can, Taz, to scorched earth in Pittsburgh to get him away from the Steelers. I mean, that's as best he can do. Now the question is he hurting his marketability factor with everybody else? In the National Football League. He's going to be playing football somewhere else next year.
Yes.
But how many teams now are going to say, if you're the Packers who are reportedly interested in Antonio Brown, you're like, do we really want to deal with this nonsense?
Oh, man.
Is this where the path that we want to go down? And and bring this act to Green Bay and to Rodgers, Lambeau.
Dude, I mean, Rodgers doesn't seem like he has patience to anybody.
I mean, he's a hell of a player.
He's a great weapon.
And if you have, let me ask you this, how good does that passing attack look if you've got Devontae Adams and Antonio Brown and Jimmy Graham at tight end all of a sudden?
But Aaron Rodgers slinging it. That's pretty sweet. Yeah,
that's
pretty sweet.
I mean, that is pretty sweet.
I don't know. That'd be something else. That'd be
But he won't stop. I'm curious to see what he does today.
Yeah, maybe he's gonna run, like jog, and just keep going. Just go. Just go.
David
Sampson
will join us next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.